A very interesting study that's being done, and it's just underway now. It's going to be going on for a while. It's called the Teacher Demographic Dividend Project. They've been working on it at Stellenbosch University's Research on Socioeconomic Policy Unit over the past 3 years. And what they're doing, and I'm sure it's more complex than this, but just to introduce it, they're looking at the number of people who graduate as teachers. Most of them headed for the public sector. They look at how many are being hired by the provinces. And then they look at the inescapable fact that our cadre of teachers is an aging one, and the numbers who retire grow steadily with the years. So what does the picture tell us, and what does it suggest we might need to do? Prof. Servaas van der Berg is the Professor of Economics at the University of Stellenbosch. Prof, welcome and thanks very much for your time. What is the study telling us? Do we have a consistent problem, or do we have a worsening one?
Yes, that's very difficult to say how one interprets it. You have summarized it very well. We have an aging teacher core. Roughly half of teachers are 50 years or older, and the typical retirement age for teachers is between 55 and 65 years, which means that half our teachers roughly need to be replaced within the next year, within the next decade. But also, at the same time, there are people leaving teaching,
yes,
and that creates further issues in terms of supplying those numbers. Now, we haven't been doing too badly in terms of the expansion of the university's capacity to provide teachers. That has increased quite substantially, and that is good news. On the other hand, that is still not quite enough. And we have a further problem that at the moment the provinces don't have the funds to fill positions very often. So we've found that in the past few years there's been no employment of additional teachers. So the numbers have stabilized, whereas the numbers of learners in the school system have been rising.
How does these trends track against the number of learners coming in? Does the body of enrolled learners grow every year?
Yes, it still does for two reasons. One is that because of population growth, that we had a bit of a spurt, which is still going through the system in terms of numbers. But the bigger issue is that more learners are remaining in school longer. So more of them reach the higher grades. That means that they spend more time in school altogether. And that means that the numbers are still rising. And those numbers will rise by about 6% in the by the year 2030, which is exactly when we also see the peak in the number of retirements. So taken together, that means that we need to do quite a good job of filling those positions. And in the past few years, we have not filled positions adequately,
yes,
so that we find that the learner-educator ratio has increased from 27 learners per educator per teacher to 30. And that is something that one surely wants to turn around.
I want to ask you about the age profile of teachers coming into the system. Are they people who did teaching straight out of school and therefore, you know, we can speculate kind of mid-20s? Or are they people who are taking on teaching, perhaps having tried some other things?
The latter, not so often, because very often such people do not necessarily have the necessary qualifications, so they still need to go through the university system then to get the necessary qualifications. Although sometimes, if they have another degree, it only requires 1 year to get a PGCE, which allows them then to teach. But that is something that one would have to look at, because one wants to make it easier for people to enter teaching. But there are large numbers of teachers in a somewhat older age group who are returning to teaching very often. So sometimes it's people who left teaching for a while, perhaps to start a family. Sometimes people who have done other jobs. But those numbers are quite uncertain because you can't depend on it in terms of you don't know exactly how many there is going to be next year. It depends on the state of the economy at the moment. With the economy not being in good shape, it's easier to get teachers to retain teachers, whereas one often loses a lot of teachers for other jobs when the rest of the economy is in good shape. And then I should perhaps also add an important factor that operates here is that many teachers or many graduates who study teaching do not necessarily end up teaching, or at least not teaching in public schools. They may end up in private schools, they may go abroad, or they may end up in school governing bodies, or eventually they may end up doing something which isn't teaching at all. And again, that is not something one can exactly predict how those numbers would be, but that is something that that requires attention. And of course, it's then very important that that teacher salaries be relatively attractive to retain such people, whereas high salaries also means that fewer teachers can be appointed. So those are some of the trade-offs
indeed.
That government would have to work with.
Thanks so much, Professor Servaas van den Berg, Professor of Economics at the University of Stellenbosch. The study they're doing, and they've done it over a number of years, still to continue, called the Teacher Demographic Dividend, looking at who's getting trained, who's getting jobs, who's hiring, who's retiring. And I suppose the one worrying little number there, the pupil-teacher ratio nudging up from 27 to 30 on average around the country. We'll track it. It's interesting.